Hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of Unstoppable Success. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger. And on this podcast, we hear from amazing leaders, influential people out in the business world who have had unstoppable success, and they're here to share their tips, their wisdoms, and their insight. And today I have the greatest guest, Scott Abbott. And let me tell you a little bit about Scott. First of all, he actually is the founder and CEO, business and executive coach. He's an angel investor. He's the board member through his great companies, Stratikos and Boss Up. He has personally consulted and advised hundreds of organizations, facilitated thousands of individual coaching sessions. He has authored four books, one just came out, and he has a new program out, Lead with Scott, all about leadership, which, is like one of my other favorite topics to talk about. And he loves working with great, caring people. So, welcome to Unstoppable Success, Scott.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Appreciate it and appreciate all those nice words. It's great to be on your show.
So, Scott, we're all about those unstoppable success. You have had an amazing career. You've written four books. So, tell me a little bit about that process or what you went through to get to four books and coaching so many great people, because that's unstoppable success.
Well, I think you know this, and I think it's thematic to your show. The word unstoppable is like the word excellent. We pursue it, but in reality, I've had lots of hiccups and my giddy ups and failure and stumbles and bumps and stupid things along the way. But thankfully, through a lot of positive inspiration and influence and privilege and blessings, here I still am, 40 years plus in business and another 20 in life. So yeah, I think I got to get a lot of credit to my family, my dad. He's influential, not just my life, but in my work. We do systemization and we help companies learn, implement, and benefit from a better way to build their company through good structure and just kind of that engineering, mechanics, strategy, tactic way to go about it. But I've also been a bit of an artist and a designer. I've had web, internet, and done everything silly like restaurants to other things. So I appreciate taste and touch and tone and style, and it's great today because I can scratch all those itches. But yeah, I think it's and I grew up overseas a lot. We moved around a lot, so I was taught at an early age to have resilience and intestinal fortitude and persevere. I know it sounds easy to say, it's not always easy to do, but I think that's been the credit to this quote unquote unstoppable. I think you know this too. It's very much a heart of your show, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. And so when you talk about unstoppable, right? Business, work, life, relationships, there's a lot in that. That's why you cover so much on your show, as you know. So that's kind of my little backstory and what I'm trying to achieve today.
So, a couple of things that you just said that are kind of interesting. First of all, obviously you had great influence by your dad and so your
And my
family,
mom, and my
your
mom,
mom.
but my mom was a professional stay at home, and my dad, was work. So I had that fusion of both, work, life, business, reality. So it's really a blessing that I had both. Yes.
But you're talking about the strategy and you're talking about what you do with companies, right? So when you're thinking about that, there's a lot of things that you did in your life. I mean, you lived overseas, right? You've had different experiences. How does that play out? Because there's a part of that that I'm thinking about. I don't want to answer it, but how does that play out, in that
Yeah.
strategy and helping companies elevate, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Big time. Elevate, operate, continue. So, my dad, again, back to engineering, he believes in push my buttons on structure and systems and even words like protocol. And we have rules and guardrails. And I think that's why I became an entrepreneur. And I had a bit of an Icarus factor. My first company was in the 95, and we raised 15 million, bought a bunch of companies, got caught up in. In fact, your hometown, Boston, I was out there literally with UBS raising our third round of capital to go public. And this little thing called the dot-com boom bust crash happened. Literally, I was up at their headquarters, the top floor. By the time I got downstairs, it was all over the world about what's happening on Wall Street. So I think I think the common thread is, and this is counterintuitive to a lot of people, you have more confidence and courage in being unstoppable when you actually have good systems and rigor and structure. Isidore Sharp, the founder of Four Seasons, is quoted as saying, "Systemize the predictable, dehumanize the exceptional." And Jim Collins, the famed author, writes, "Magic happens when the spirit of entrepreneurship meets a culture of discipline." So in my first couple of companies, I didn't have that appreciation. I do now. And again, I think I'm back to unstoppable because I had some really bad moments. Near bankruptcy, thinking I shouldn't be on this planet. Got lucky and moved back home after a stint in LA and lived in a shabby motel that the bed folded out of the wall for about 4 months. And again, thanks to a lot of positive influence, persevered and said I'm not going to be stopped and continued to go. But today, my passion, again, with AI and automation and all the dynamics of that world, is really to fuse the head and the heart, systems and soul, profit and purpose. And if you don't have, call it what you will, a system, structure, a way to help keep you on track and focused and aligned, right? You're just going to, veer off as Alice in the Wonderland, right? Any road will get you there if you don't care which
Right.
where you're going. You follow me? So I
Right.
think that's the common thread is systemization, not in that kind of typical yuck way, but again, in this humanistic way to make sure that you have the end both, the heart, the body, the soul, and the rigor and the mechanics and the engineering.
So I listeners, I want you to really take this, like really, really understand this is something really important. To systematize things and to do the things that you can, like the things that you can do every day that are predictable. And I hate to say this, but it's, technically it's business boring. Like if you do the things that are every single day the same thing, right? But you do them with exceptional, like zest, like up to the 100%, right? Listeners, that predictability is going to get you. You can't change, and then there's a part in there about the, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, Four Seasons values. You're bringing on the right people on the right team so that they can actually be human. You have to show people how to be human, but systematize your work so that you have and plan what you're doing so that you can have that unstoppable success. It's that consistency, right?
Sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? Right? Focus, Abraham Lincoln was quoted saying, if you want me to chop down a tree in 7 hours, give me five to sharpen the axe. And I think, again, it is counterintuitive. The more, and again, with AI now coming out, automation, efficiency, enhancement, and productivity. Well, if that frees you up for 20 to 30%, I think you should put a, third back in your business and grow and be a humanitarian capitalist. I think you should put a third back into yourself and your team, coach you and others up to be better versions of themselves. And frankly, a third is back to family and life and this fusion of and both. So yeah, it's counterintuitive to a lot of people, but that's my big purpose, cause, passion, life now is to say it's an and both.
Yeah.
And the more definitive you are, and we specialize Boss Up, stands for business operating systems. And people say, "What is that, Jacqueline?" And I say, "Well, it's a system to help operate your business and your life, right?" And so, yeah, as counterintuitive as to some, be good at doing the SOPs, the standard operating procedure,
Procedure.
processes, even people, right?
Right.
As mundane as it sounds, by doing that, and again, back to AI and good technology, you should liberate yourself and actually be able to do things you really want to do versus just the JOB.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit about the AI. Like, so talk to me about where you're going with AI, because I mean, I feel like and I'm sure most people are the same way. You can't turn on a news, the news channel. And I think I actually did a post about this the other day. I look at AI as a tool. It's not the be all end all. So I'm
Correct.
curious your take on it. And then separately, I'm also kind of curious your thought. There's two questions here, which I know as a coach, you're not supposed to ask two questions in a row. What do you think about AI taking over jobs?
Well, let's go last one first, first one last. That
Yeah.
will happen, and we have to realize and so I came out with Moments, excuse the plug, but I think that
Yeah,
the
no,
book is
it's.
very visual intentionally, so you can see it's designed in a way you actually use AI for journaling, for prompts. It's got 40 moments, really more around what I call a soft skills. The original books around the engineering, the mechanics, the blueprint to build, run, and scale. And this is to help the humans actually get it done, right? And so I incorporate AI as a tool to help you both with journaling in your life. So this goes from the boardroom in your office to the kitchen table in your nightstand, because I do think we have to, as humans, realize that this isn't going away and it's an end both. We have to tuck it in. It's an ally, it's a co-pilot, it's an assistant. Ideally, it doesn't lead or it's not in charge of us. It's an asset to help us be more effective and efficient and confident and courageous and all these things that it can do, because it's powerful. And I've been in tech for 40 years and was there at the advent of the internet, of mobile devices, social media coming into the workforce. And, you know, this is 10x everything. So yes, will there be a recalibration of the workforce? 100%. Will there be millions and millions of quote unquote job type functions that will no longer be as relevant? 100%. On the other hand, back to evolution, this guy by the name of Darwin, right? It wasn't about survival of the strongest, it was fittest and adaptable. So we can look at this as an opportunity or a challenge, and it's both. But I do think there's going to be a lot of changes, and changes both good and bad when it happens, that people are going to have to embrace with regard to professional careers and their jobs and their lives. Because you're right, it's annoyingly everywhere. But I think it starts with what I call PAM, your perspective, attitude, aptitude, and mindfulness. If you have the right PAM about AI and you put it where it should be and you keep it where it needs to stay, you can have a, you know, good things can happen. If you refuse to accept reality, or you unfortunately are also one of those other extremes that want to overdo it. But like most things in life, the truth typically is somewhere in a nice middle. That's where harmony exists, right?
So when you're like, I mean, I think it's true. Like, yes, there are definitely going to be jobs that will be eliminated. And you know, and I think there's something out there, you know, we don't know the new jobs that will come out, because there will be new jobs that will come out of it. We just haven't figured some of those out. And at the same time, also, we asked at the, you know, in my brain, I always still think we still have to have people.
Yeah,
It's
100%.
not going to take away the people in some ways.
Well, in fact, I hope it liberates us to help the humans be better humans. And that's why Moments came out, Lead with Scott came out. It's not me, it's just part of the way that we go to market. I've got 70 something coaches across the world right now as part of our academy and our community. So they all leverage the same materials. But yeah, I think, Jacqueline, the beauty here is that if we're not greedy and we're not just all about profit and we want to reinvest, and you know, we're a social enterprise at Boss Up, so we do have that kind of you know, impact and income vibe. But I actually have a positive look at the future. I think some jobs that are already here are just going to be more expansive. I think trades are going to just blossom in ways that we've never seen. I think hospitality, healthcare, there's so many jobs that are actually going to be enhanced, and people are going to become better versions. And ideally, you know, they invest their employers and the employees in becoming better, right? There's that old joke you probably have seen, the two guys sitting next to each other. One says, "What if we train our people and they leave?" And the other says, "What if we don't train them and they stay?" Right? And I think that's the reality. We're doing a lot of work with colleges today and not-for-profits and even governments, back to this kind of social enterprise where we've got this JV approach. And I think there is a challenge in front of us. We know what's going on in this world, this planet. But I do honestly believe that I've been in tech for a long time. If deployed, embraced, led, managed, and delivered accordingly, AI is going to be ideally mostly used for good. And like anything in life, there are people out there who do things for bad. I don't think that's the majority. I think 95% of humans want to be good people, but that still leaves a bunch of knuckleheads. You know, people, for example, that support the New England Patriots. I mean, some people just don't have taste. I'm from Indianapolis, so you know, I got to go there. But you know, seriously though, right? Opinion is like belly buttons. We all got them. So, you know, humans are going to be what they are. But I think the majority of us can and will leverage AI accordingly. And yes, you see a lot of things in business right now where it looks like it's just an excuse to let go of people. You know, this is going to take some time to settle in.
So when you're talking with companies these days, right? And what are you seeing right now with the companies that you're working with as their biggest challenges?
This conversation, you got to start somewhere, right? Just get your head around it, right? And I don't want to overstress what we do at the Boss Up Coaching Solution Academy, but everything happens in phases, right? And my talk that I do a lot is moments to momentum. So first and foremost, just start to get your head around it. If you're new to AI, back to the Moments book, I encourage people to play with it and journaling and just to start to get their head around, the good and the bad of it all, right? If you're a company, I'm just going to be very sincere. I consider both leadership, learning and development and AI as almost mandatory components of your infrastructure, very sincerely. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, your Uncle Scott, cats and kittens, leadership, learning and development and AI need to literally be embraced as you would a utility like a phone bill or heating or paying your taxes. It just has to be, period, full stop. That means, though, you don't know everything. Just get started, and you don't need to worry and freak out about policies and this and that, depending obviously on the type of company you are and the size and what you're doing. But yeah, I think it's not a check the box. The box is checked. If anything, I think it's an uncheck the box. And if you decide to, you've made a decision that you're going to put your head in the sand or you're going to be aloof or whatever. And that's not cool either, right? Especially because we've got what, 4.5 generations of the workforce. God bless you,
Excuse
right? And so you just got to be, the way I like to phrase it is neither a cynic nor an optimist be a positive pragmatist, right? And you just got to, do your best to do your best. And God knows there's a lot of good resources out there that can help. There's also some that can kind of hinder because you shouldn't be
Right.
listening to them. So you just got to find that line.
So, listeners, I want you to actually just take something that you just said, Scott. I think it is actually really important because I don't think enough companies do that, and that is make place in your company for learning and le like leadership. These are all skills. You don't come out and since you mentioned the Patriots, I'll just say Tom Brady. Obviously at the now at past Buccaneers, whatever, depending, how you want to do it, didn't come out of the womb the greatest player. I mean, the greatest, whatever. He wasn't the GOAT quarterback.
Even when he played, he was the last guy drafted.
He was right. He was the last guy drafted, but he learned, he studied. So, right? Same thing with leadership, same thing with all of these skills. Make sure that investing in yourself and your team to keep on learning. Okay, so that's one big thing. But the other kind of key thing that you also said is know that you don't know everything. Right? How often do you see leaders think they know everything?
All the time. And that's why coaching in our first book, it's the unification, the implementation, the leveraging, the benefiting of from this fusion of business operating systems, AI, and coaching. Not because we want you to just go get a coach. We want you to think like a coach as well, right? And good coaches are a blend of a teacher, facilitator, consultant, advisor. You can't read the label from inside the box, right? And so if you don't have somebody in your life, including yourself, that ultimately provides that credentialed, subjective way to help you get from here to there. And certainly leadership. And we love management. We want teamwork. We want results, but you don't result into results. You don't lead into leadership. You develop it, you grow, you create, and you continue until you're off this planet, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. And ideally, we're all about 90% complete when we get to 90, because that's the charter.
Right. Well, you hope, although,
You hope, right? But
right.
one of my dad's favorite expression talk about heroes was, it still is. He's blessed to still, rock and roll. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
And then his second favorite was, common sense is not so common. If I had a nickel for every time I've said my dad's two favorite, I'd have a couple thousand
Oh,
bucks. But yeah,
I get.
100%. And I think because of AI again, and we know all these dynamics, instant gratification, and some of the things going on with the generations. But there's no excuse today. And I get some people are way more blessed and privileged and have agency that the good Lord gave in a way that others don't. But back to your show and what you're trying to do, this is what you're trying to do, right? Ideally, the majority of us are aware that we don't know what we don't know. We're flawed. And the best way to get from here to there, I forgot who said it, the books you read, the people you meet, the places you go, and your approach to everything. That's how you get from here to there.
Right. That sounds like Dr. Seuss.
It could have been. I'm a big Dr. Seuss. In fact, Dr. Seuss, my first book, Level Up, was dedicated to a bunch of people, but also Dr. Seuss and his book, The Lorax. And it literally is the front. You ready? How's this for impressive? According to The Lorax, business is business and business must grow, regardless of crummies and tummies, you know. But unless someone cares an awful lot, nothing's going to get better. It's not. That's Dr. Seuss, The Lorax. Thanks for bringing that up. We didn't even do that in rehearsal, did we?
No, that is, I think, one of the quintessential things that we need to, take is we're always evolving, right? And
Ideally.
right, we're always evolving, and it is the, it's the places that you go, the people that you meet, what you read, and you can, and you said it, we've all had the roller coaster. There's always the highs and lows, the ups and downs. The biggest thing that we have to figure out is how do we react to those? So, listeners, one of the biggest things that I want you to think about right now is, whether you're on the top of your game, or the low part, you can do it. You can make whatever, and my parents used to say this all the time, you can do anything you want as long as you set your mind to it. And it took me actually a while to figure that out too,
Yeah, well,
because
to your
it's,
point, to your credit, but your show, Unstoppable, you know, it's more of a mantra.
It
We
is.
have stoplights, we have accidents, things go bump in the night. But to your point, and quote another famed philosopher, Mr. Rogers, right? No rain, no rainbow,
Right.
no broken eggs, no omelet, right? And again, I think there's just a wonderful bunch of little gems and nuggets like the word yet. It's in my, volume one just came out, Catalyst. Volume two is being produced, come out later this year, called Advantages. And yet is one of the moments, right? I'm not there yet. I don't feel ready yet, right? You follow me? And then another gem is I get to versus I have to, and building blocks versus stumbling blocks. So I know it sounds cheesy, but at my age, I'm just going to stick to it. And I get a lot of this, okay, boomer, even though I'm Gen X. Okay, turn that frown upside down. You follow me? And especially
Love
in the
that.
era of AI and automation and all the shit going on and the planet and politics and everything else, right? We almost got to have a, again, I know there's sad things and things that aren't good. And Father Kevin has a line, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. So I don't know why certain things happen, but if you're on this planet, I think if you can ideally share some of these Dr. Seuss and Fred Rogers and some of those these words of wisdom around the touch and the feel above and beyond the technology of AI and automation and systems, right? I don't know about you, I think I do because this is your show, but chances are it's going to be a little better, a little more comfortable, not just for you, but those around you.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And it's so true. So, listeners, I want you to do me a favor. I actually want you to go back and go read some Dr. Seuss, because I think Dr. Seuss was so amazing,
Right.
right? Right, absolutely brilliant, right? So go read some Dr. Seuss. So Scott, tell us what's up next for you. What's your next?
But by the way, in addition to Dr. Seuss, because I'm basically my life's in three thirds. One, I'm a teacher, reader, student, writer. Two, I try to still run companies and help others run them. And three, I try to, we were talking about this earlier, back to life and my investments on health and well-being and understanding. But I do a lot of work and work's my hobby. So on my nightstand may not be Dr. Seuss because I was a big fan, but I do have Calvin and Hobbes, if you remember.
I love Calvin
So
and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes, and you talk about stoic wisdom. My goodness, Calvin and Hobbes have some beauties. So that's another one. I literally have the book about this big. It's the color one. It's been on my nightstand for a decade plus. Yeah, as Gretzky says, where's the puck going? I think this conversation is where the puck is going and where it's at. So, I'm partnering with schools, with institutions, with governments, with companies. Again, sorry for the plug, but Lead with Scott.
Yeah.
And I may be the beachhead, if you will, but it's called the Leadership Development Experience, and it incorporates materials and resources and coaching and support. And yeah, I might be kicking the ball up and starting it, but we're trying to create a movement, a cause, and I think, The timing's now. Look around, right? And so again, without sounding overly, what have you, right? We're humanitarian capitalists, I hope, at heart, the majority of us. And so we want to make and do and generate income, but we certainly want to make sure that there's impact in the world and people are feeling better and they're more confident and comfortable. And I think, I've been around the block for a little bit in business and life, and I think now more than ever, again, with the AI era in particular, it's that much more important for us to have this fusion of head and heart and systems and soul and purpose and profit. So that's my big thing these days.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So how can our listeners connect with you and get all of your wisdom, maybe even jump into the leadership
Yeah,
program?
so I'm been on this social ride for quite a while. Wrote a book called The Cofactor with IBM back in the day. So I've had Scott Abbott ABC. That's on X and Instagram and LinkedIn. We've got for those that are out there wanting to teach, tailor, implement, or leverage the Boss Up Coaching Solution Academy, just go to bos-up.coach. And then the new initiative is Lead with Scott, leadwithscott.com. And there's a bunch of great videos and resources and materials out there. The easy peasy way is I'm pretty active on Instagram. You talked about the video I posted of my push-up challenge and fasting. So that's probably where I get really this blend of business, personal life, behind the firewall, paywall, if you will, of Scott is on my Instagram account.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to put all of those links in the show notes. So those will all be there. So you'll be able to go grab all those. But please do me the favor, listeners, and please make sure that you do connect with Scott, because this is great wisdom and information. And I know you also know other leaders and professionals that need to hear what Scott is saying. So please do me the favor and share this episode with your business colleagues again and connect with Scott. And then do me one other favor. We're at Unstoppable Success. We have just launched a brand new school community. The first 100 people that are going to get it for free. So jump on over to School and Unstoppable Success and join us. There's going to be some great things that were happening over in school. I am Jacqueline Strominger, your host. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Scott, for being an amazing guest.
Jacqueline, appreciate you and listeners. Thank you.